Macmillan Audio presents The Ghost Seekers by Devin Taylor, narrated for you by William Dufries. This one is for my girls, Rylan and Nori, the protectors of my soul. They are called the dead who lived through their deaths. Frank Stanford. Part 1. 1. His ghost was cold. It was frozen, down to the last string of whatever incorporeal ooze it was made of. Whatever else changed around it, and things were always changing, the cold was a constant, unwelcome thing. For most of it, there was a house around him. It was small, just a couple of bedrooms, barely a kitchen, a cozy fireplace that he could never warm up with. The single hallway was long and empty, sometimes swept clean, sometimes cluttered with dust and leaves and bits of trash. He could stand in the living room and blink, and it would be different every time he opened his eyes. Outside the windows, seasons snapped in and out of place like slides in an old projector. In one moment, there were long, luscious blades of grass waving at him from the yard. In another, there was a blanket of clean white snow, untouched and unbroken. And then it would go back to summer, then to spring, then to winter again, then to fall. In the trees he could see leaves stuttering in and out of existence as cardinals dripped through the branches in streaks of blood red. He couldn't remember ever having been here, in this house, but he was sure that it was a part of his memories. He felt lucky just to have that one little bit of confidence. There was a lot about his life, and everything that came after it, that he couldn't pin down. It shifted in his mind as sporadically as the seasons outside. Sometimes he wasn't sure. Sometimes his memory would slip, and he would lose it all, and he would slump to the floor, cold as ever. He would sit there with his head in his hands, staring between his feet, trying to ignore the unhinged passing of time. It was a joke to think that he could ever eat or sleep or do anything that seemed even remotely normal. Normality was so, so far gone. He just sat on the floor, against the wall, letting the world flicker around him, watching tiny dunes of dirt and dust build themselves up and break themselves down along the floorboards. Occasionally, the house would unbuild itself, becoming a sturdy wooden skeleton standing in the bright sun atop a freshly laid concrete foundation. Then it would be gone entirely, or never there at all, and he'd be sitting in the empty field. He liked those moments the best. He could see the sky, the clouds rocketing across it. He could see blue fade into black, and the stars chasing one another above the atmosphere in swarms of light. Given enough time, he might have been able to will himself to stay there with the wide-open sky above him. Every now and then, he'd even try to do it. And that was usually when time shifted in the opposite direction. The house would become a ruin, clothed in darkness, slumping against itself. Broken beams poked down out of the tattered ceiling. The floorboards rolled and snapped from the damp and the cold. It was empty and lonely and forgotten. He would see her then, in the deepest shadow of the farthest corner. There was only ever the unfocused outline of her body, her knotted hair, her two thin arms and legs, and, of course, her eyes. Black, with just the tiniest white pinpricks for pupils, staring out at him with something that could have been curiosity or barely withheld rage. He didn't know or care. What he knew was that even here, in a place that should have been just his, cursed as it was, she
Sample complete. Ready to continue?